latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola has admitted City do not have the history of rivals Manchester United and has suggested it could take 10 years to match the achievements of United. City have won two Premier League titles, an FA Cup and two League Cups in the past 6 years, but Guardiola believes they need to be playing in the Champions League consistently over the next decade to establish themselves alongside some of Europe's big names. City have been involved in the Champions League every year since 2010 and reached the semi-finals last season under Manuel Pellegrini. Well, speaking about the history and the gap between United and City, he said, "We don't have the history with this shirt of Barcelona, Juventus, Bayern Munich or Manchester United, not their titles. It's about being in Europe and over the past decade to be there in the Champions League every year. That's more important to this club than winning one title. Believe me, more than that." Moving on, and Yaya Toure says he will not be leaving City in January and will focus solely on the Blues for the remainder of the season. The midfielder is in the final 6 months of his contract at the Etihad and is now free to start speaking to other clubs. But after winning his place back in the side following a dispute involving his agent earlier in the season, Toure does not want any other distractions. The 33-year-old says his main focus is trying to help City win the Premier League. Asked if he would speak to other clubs, Toure said, "No, I don't want to. My focus is on City. The future is there, because for now, the league is not finished." Finally today, reports in Spain suggest City's current midfield crisis could see them bring forward a £20 million move for Sevilla's Steven Nzonzi. Following the sending off of Fernandinho in the win over Burnley on Monday, City are down to the bare bones in the middle of the park with Ilkay Gundogan out for the rest of the season. Guardiola has no plans to do any real business in January, but the cash is available if he needs to dip into the transfer market, and it's being reported that Nzonzi has now emerged as a potential buy.